What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we're getting into the holiday seasons, gentlemen. With the, any month that ends with burr, all of a sudden all these decorations start coming out.
Yep.
And our homes start looking a little bit cluttered.
Yep.
Well, luckily, we can just identify those things that are making your home cluttered.
The Men's Room Top 10.
The decorations.
Yeah. The Men's Room Top 10.
This comes to us from Backyard Garden Lover, and it's the things that almost always make your house look cluttered. Just kind of offhand, what do you guys see that makes your house look cluttered?
My existence.
Anything that
I mean, it's just you got kids, man. So there's going to be a jacket on the back of the chair. There's going to be a pair of shoes that are sitting under the dining room table. I don't care, but it is clutter. It's real life.
Yeah.
But it's clutter.
It's my own fault. But yeah, the chaise lounge sometimes on my couch just becomes like where sweatshirts end up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, I'm going to take this one today.
My thing is lawn art. If you got too much of that, it looks. I think you got like a. Got a trashy looking house.
Gotcha. You're probably the only one that I can think of in this room there, Miles, that you probably don't have a whole lot of clutter. You're a very clean guy.
I have nothing.
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 Good man.
There's
no catch-all in your house. No table.
I swear to God, I cannot sit down, get stoned, watch television. The worst thing you could do is put a napkin on the floor or tissue between me and the TV. I would stare at that thing for hours and wonder why it's there and why no one has picked it up. That would be a psychological warfare. Miles, you cannot get up. You have to watch a show with that napkin on the floor.
And then tell me about the show.
I would absolutely lose my I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Sounds like my wife.
Yeah, I just couldn't do it.
Just go to bed.
I'm nuts.
I can't. The kitchen's dirty.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm serious.
So these are things that almost always make your home look cluttered. They actually start, we talked about it earlier today, the unmade bed.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Honestly, if your bed isn't made, I get it. It's not like there's anything different on it. It's just sheets and a blanket and pillows and everything there.
It just
looks
messy.
But if it's messy, it makes it look cluttered. It looks like it doesn't belong there.
Honestly, other than sleeping, I don't spend any time in my bedroom.
Yeah, I'm with you. And nobody else should.
I go to bed, I wake up, I'm out.
Yeah,
right. I don't see it.
That's why I took the TV out. No more TV in the bedroom.
Really?
Yes.
Dude, I have one in there, but unless I'm going to sleep or I'm up early, like watching a sporting event, like I would never sit in there. I can't just lay in bed. And once I'm up, but I do like it in there for like going to sleep or watching F1 at 6 a.m.
Attaboy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Throw pillows show up on the list. Throw pillows.
Just depends on how many.
But we use them.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, I'm like, you can put them up there, it's fine. But I mean, they're under your butt, they're behind your head, the dog's laying on
them. I just don't want them on my bed.
You know? Yeah, not my bed.
I hate that. That's one thing I hate about hotel rooms. You got to take like 500 pillows off where you can get a bed. I don't need that big log pillow. You like the log pillow?
Well, I like to put it between my legs when I sleep on my side.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, that makes sense.
And pretend he's got a big shack hog.
Shack's chicken, shack hog.
Look at that.
Damn, man.
A shack hog? You think Shack has a big hog?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
I think it's terrifying.
I bet you could jump rope.
I think
Shack doesn't?
You think so?
Right. You want a bet?
He's so big, it probably doesn't look big, though.
It doesn't look big on him.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think if they put it on your body, like, oh my God.
Right, because you could see it.
No, you guys are wrong. It's big even for me.
He does have a low voice.
And it's really huge.
So does it.
Every time I get to wrecked, I lose blood.
See, if you told me like Kevin Garnett's got a huge, I'd be like, yeah, it makes sense.
But he's always angry.
Yeah.
Oh, he's played angry.
Yeah, I got all this hide and no penis.
I actually had my leg amputated.
Well, Dennis Rodman was called the worm for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. His was contused after a while. Remember, he had
that. He earned it.
Yeah. Three times.
Three times?
God.
Anyway, back to things that almost always make your house look cluttered.
Penis dog.
Shoes not on the rack.
Yeah.
Do you have a shoe rack?
Yes.
Do you?
Now, it's not a shoe rack for, like, guests and whatnot. I have a shoe rack in my closet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And I will do my best. The problem is I can never get it to work properly. My shoes, I don't know if my feet are too long. I don't know if sometimes I have high tops that don't work. But for whatever reason, my shoes do not just sit on the rack. If I take a pair of shoes off, like, three others just fall down.
That's annoying.
It is. It sucks. And it makes me want to destroy everything. But I need it because I've got too many shoes.
See, I should put my shoes down by the entrance. That way it reminds me, always take my shoes off. Because I'm not good at that.
Yeah?
Yeah, my house gets dirty.
Just keep your shoes on?
Yeah, I like to take
them off. That's what vacuum's for.
Yeah, I know.
We got a shoe basket
for
our guests when they walk in. Toss your shoes in the basket. We got hardwood floors.
Unless,
it's hard to keep
unless they're teens, then you can keep your shoes on.
Exactly. Cords show up on things that almost always make your house look cluttered.
Pretty good about hiding those. I get that from my father, man. He did not tolerate looking at cords.
Same with my old man.
One of those things. So it's gotten drilled into my head.
My old man, there was a handful of projects where he prided himself on hiding the cords in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we mounted the TV in the living room when I was a kid, and I remember watching him do that, just basically create a new outlet halfway up the wall where he mounted his TV at.
Yeah, my father did in one of their old houses, and it looked very natural, but he created, like, this false beam to separate the rooms, and then I realized he'd run, like, all the cords through there. Like, so, like, 18 different things are getting serviced, and he's like, I'm not looking at cords. He will not look at cords. So, yeah, he built this whole beam.
That looks cluttered.
That's pretty ingenious.
Exactly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Undone or unfolded laundry. Yeah.
Sure.
I got the basket sitting there literally in my room right now that needs to be folded.
Well, I leave it in the laundry room. Right. So, like, whatever's in the laundry room, I don't care. There's a utility sink. There's a washer. There's a dryer. There's clothes in the basket. It's fine. Once it gets dragged out of that room, makes its way to the living room, that's when my wife will have the snap and, like, I am folding this now.
So you just put the out of the dryer into the basket.
Correct.
But not folded.
Correct.
See, I have to fold it when it's hot so that my clothes don't look all wrinkled.
Yep.
So I'll leave it in there, even just put it in for 5 more minutes to get it hot.
Oh, I get you.
You know what I'm saying? And then when I'm ready to fold.
Fluff it a little bit.
I'm ready to fold.
Yeah.
I mean, I can leave it in the dryer for 2 days.
I will walk each T-shirt to my bedroom to hang.
Individually?
Well, you take them as a group.
Yeah.
But the socks and underwear, they just hang out in the dryer until I need them.
Because that's kind of a permanent easy grab.
I kind of, and then when they're dirt, when at night, when I go home and take them off, they go in the washer.
All right, that makes sense. But you could always warm your underwear up, too. Like, if you don't have 5 minutes, you're boom. So when you put on your socks and underwear, they're warm.
I don't need them warm.
He has hot bees, bro. We've established.
Yeah, right. And, like, I'm one of those, Mike's, like, with me. Like, I get out of the shower. I'm already sweating for a minute. Like, last thing I need is hot underwear.
Exactly. Things that almost always make your house look cluttered. Too many photos.
It depends on the person and how they do it.
Yeah.
Some people, just there is this absolute tribute to every generation of their family from around the world. And there's just pictures everywhere, but there's no symmetry to it.
You got to have some, though.
Yeah.
Like, my place now, I have photos up. The place before, I didn't. People are like, how long have you lived here? Hang a photo. I'm like,
Still don't have any
photos. The worst is people who put up, like, 9 million photos on the stairwell.
Oh, yeah?
And they stagger them all the way up.
Yeah.
Because who wants to stop and look on a stairwell?
That's one thing. They don't.
It's like the last
They're
place.
Doing it out of obligation. Yeah. It's not because they want you to look.
Right. What are you doing up there? Oh, I'm looking at the pictures one step at a time.
Right.
Things on the kitchen counter.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Like, the kitchen's an easy spot for a catch-all, which it shouldn't be. The kitchen is for making and preparing food.
But
and
it's also where everyone goes instantly.
Correct.
Right, just instantly, that is where you go.
It is the meeting spot. You know, you have a living room, you have a family room, whatever it is that you have. The kitchen is the congregate spot.
Yeah, no, we have a very large kitchen island, and I know that on the one side of it will be my wife's purse, her keys, and sunglasses.
Yeah.
On the other side away from me, it'd be a few pieces of unopened mail. And something from the kids' school.
Unsorted mail shows up number 3 on the list.
We don't really have that. I guess, I think it's an app, but like, whatever mail is being delivered to my home, my wife knows.
Yeah.
This bill's coming today. This thing is coming today. Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, so I'm like, hey, I'm going to go check the mail. And she'd be like, don't bother. It's just junk. Just wait, you know, wait until tomorrow.
Are there certain days for certain stuff? I don't think I
know. I don't
know
that it's certain days for certain stuff, but there's got to be an app where she will know, like, if you're expecting a check or a bill or something. She'll be like, no. It'll get here Friday. Like, how do you know this?
Yeah.
You know? Wild. But she's right. Yeah.
Excessive decor shows up on the list of things that almost always make your house look cluttered.
Decor.
Decor. I will say, though,
I do respect people, and generally it's like the wife or girlfriend, but when you go to their house and they have decorations up for, like, every season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, all right.
Actually, we have a friend, and I like her move. So they have a Christmas tree in their dining room. It's up year-round. Like anyone, they hate trying to take it down, so they simply decorate the tree to represent the holiday. I most recently saw, I guess it was last Halloween, it was the coolest tree ever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, look, I'm just going to take all this crap off, put on Christmas decorations. When Valentine's Day comes around, I'll hang up hearts, but I'm like, it's
when
actually
I,
a pretty
when
cool
I used
idea.
To pull one up, it was just a travel tree. So everywhere I would go, I would buy an ornament. That had nothing to do with the holidays.
Right.
It just had to do with, like, you know, the town I was in.
Yeah.
Or whatever the deal is. Unless, of course, I was in Leavenworth, and it probably was Christmas themed. But I just hang those up. So, like, my whole tree was just covered in where I'd been.
Nice.
You know, just a remind.
I like that. Then the number one thing that almost always makes your house look cluttered. And it's kind of easy to say this about this. Unused furniture.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. There's a handful of things that we hold on to because we've gotten it for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. Family heirlooms, I stopped taking them because I don't want the ones that I have half the time.
Right.
And they start getting in the way. They start being cluttered everywhere.
I have a chair in my living room. I never sit in it.
Nope.
I have a chair and a sofa. That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm never in that chair. Mm-hmm. And the chair is directly in front of the TV. Perfectly.
Damn.
Like, why don't I sit there?
I sit in one place in the living room all the time. But between the kids and the dog, everything ends up getting used.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my wife has her spot. I have my spot. And that actually never changes. In fact, if you're sitting in my spot, move.
That's right.
It does not move.
Get up.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.